Another proof of today's Jews not being Israel is that many are non-Semitic. Jewishness today is primarily related to Edom, according to these Jewish sources, but it can also be a matter of religion and upbringing. Jews also come from Ham and Japheth. Thus, they cannot all be from Shem, and those not from Shem certainly cannot be from the tribes of or house of Israel or the house of Judah. Encyclopedia Judaica, 1971, 6th volume, column 143, the history of the Falashas, or the Ethiopian Jews, speaks of their Hamitic origin. Thus, these are not Semitic. They're black. They're from Ham. Although Ham was not the father of the black race, they mixed. It is suggested in this source that they may have come from the marriage of Solomon's son, Mimelech, to the Queen of Sheba. These are strong indications that the Eastern European Jew originated from Japheth and not from Shem. If this is so, then this part of modern Jewry is dominated by non-Semitic people. They certainly could not be Israelites. We do know for certain that the two major groups in modern Jewry are the Ashkenazim, that is Eastern, and the Sephardic, that is Western, Jew, and that anthropologically they are not the same race. So both could not be who they claim to be if they both claim to be Israel and of the same race. There are United Nations papers concerning this matter, and one of their researchers, Raphael Pate, declares in a well-documented book, The 13th Tribe, by Arthur Koestler, the findings of physical anatomy shows that, contrary to popular view, there is no Jewish race, that is, that among those who call themselves Jews. Documentation suggests that Jews living in one culture are similar anthropologically to the culture in which they live, rather than all others similar to each other in different cultures. Koestler offers proof that the Eastern European Jew is described from the large Khazar kingdom, which existed in Russia in the early centuries. The Khazars adopted Judaism as the state religion prior to the 8th century as a political move to create a buffer between Muslims on one side and Christians on the other. Documents and correspondence from that period are still available from as far away as Spain and Egypt. One important fact is that the Khazar people themselves claim descent from Japheth. This means that they were not Semites, so they did not descend from Abraham. Yet they are known today as being Jews, and to speak against them is said to be anti-Semitic, even though they are not Semitic. The Compact Oxford English Dictionary, 2nd edition, 1992, containing the entire multi-volume set of the Oxford English Dictionary, gives the following definitions. Semite. A person belonging to the race of mankind, which includes most of the peoples mentioned in Genesis 10 as descended from Shem, son of Noah, as the Hebrews, Arabs, Assyrians, and Armenians. Also a person speaking a Semitic language as his native tongue. And now it says in the same dictionary, anti-Semitism, theory, action, or practice directed against the Jews. Hence anti-Semite, one who is hostile or opposes to the Jews. Does not say anything about being against Shem or his descendants. It is a sad but nevertheless fact of English language usage that these two words coexist without proper connections in terms of their definition. One is a racial term, the other is a religious term that is misconstrued as being a racist term. It is common for certain traditionalists and Jews to declare that it was only the Khazar leaders who adopted Judaism. But records indicate that the state religion was enforced on all the Khazar people. Encyclopedia Judaica, 1971, volume 10, column 944. Leading Khazars professed Judaism, and in column 948 says Khazars became known to their neighbors as Jews. Jewish Encyclopedia, 1905, 4 volume, page 1. Khazars, C-H-A-Z-A-R-S, a people of Turkish origin, whose life and history are interwoven with the very beginnings of the history of the Jews in Russia. Historical evidence points to the region of the Urals as the home of the Khazars. The historian H.G. Wells, in the Outline of History, page 494, says that Idumeans, the Edomites, were made Jews, and a Turkish people, Khazars, were mainly Jews in south of Russia. The main part of Jewry never was in Judea and had never come out of Judea. History details the fall of the Khazar Empire and how they were driven westward toward Poland and the Baltic states and western Russia. Mr. Kostler says that all the facts about the Jews being one people looks like the most cruel hoax which history has ever perpetuated. But what do the Jews themselves have to say about who is a Jew? In an Encyclopedia Judaica, 1971, volume 10, column 23, a child born to Jewish parents or a convert to Judaism are considered Jews. Here we have an important statement from modern Jewry which declares that Jewishness is not just a matter of race. An old definition of who is a Jew was one who had a Jewish grandmother. But now we can see a new definition emerging. The NZ Jewish Chronicle of May 1994 says a Jew is a person whose children and grandchildren will be Jewish. That is, they will be Jewish in religion and practice. They may be of any race at all. So the Jews themselves are confirming and teaching that the term Jew is not a racial term. They are admitting that the term Jews does not relate solely to Israelites. The widest, most all-embracing definition is given in the Encyclopedia Britannica in 1997. Jew, any person whose religion is Judaism, in the broader sense of the term. A Jew is any person belonging to the worldwide group that constitutes through descent or conversion a continuation of the ancient Jewish people who were themselves descendants of the Hebrews of the Old Testament. Preposterous. And hey, you have to know that Jesus and God did not make a covenant with the Jews. He made a covenant with Israel. He made a covenant with Judea, with Judah. He made a covenant with his elect people, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The definition is capable of embracing the whole of mankind the way they do it, in absolute contradiction of what we have seen that God says on the subject.